Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Got a great show for you today. Have a great show for you today. I believe it is. You know, in this show, we usually talk about, well, we talk about psychology, we talk about life lessons, we talk about relationships. But, you know, one of the biggest things that we talk about in this show is our relationship with ourselves, right? When we get real with this, when we get real, and we start really contemplating life, you know, one of my biggest concepts is that, you know, we all think about purpose being outside of ourselves, right? We all think about purpose as that job we could take or that career we could do or whatever that looks like. But that's not purpose, right? Really, purpose is really what? Learning who we are, understanding who we are, and finding out everything we knew about ourselves and what we need to know about to really fully understand ourselves and connect with ourselves. And I found someone today who has a really unique concept. And they have a really unique concept that I think is going to really help us to learn more about ourselves. And learning more about ourselves is not narcissistic. Okay, it's actually something that we're supposed to be doing on this planet. That's why we're here. And so the more that we can glean from other people's thoughts and ideas, the more we can begin to understand who we are and better understand really who and how we define ourselves. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, okay? Who is sailing your ship? Is it you or someone else? Is your life ship on course? Is it drifting or is it sinking? If you're off course or struggling to stay afloat, how will you achieve your life vision and life goals? How will you lead yourself, your family, your team, or even your organization? Joining me on Live Your True Life Perspectives today is Dr. Joe Famularo. Dr. Joe is an educational leader. He's a superintendent of schools, and he's also an author of a best-selling book, IOU Life Leadership. You owe it to yourself and to others. Dr. Joe, great to have you live on Live Your True Life Perspectives.
Hi, Ashley. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you on the show, and I've read your book, and I love it, and tell me more, okay, because I love the title, IOU Life Leadership. Tell me more about IOU.
Yeah, so typically when you hear IOU, the letter IOU, you think of owing someone something, but however, in IOU Life Leadership, you owe yourself and others to be a life leader in all the roles that you have in life. You know, we must be leaders of ourselves first. Then we lead with others, whether it's leading in your family, team, or organization. So IOU stands for inward, outward, and upward living. So it's an inside-out approach to life, living, and leadership.
I like that because we have to do all that. And a lot of times what we find is there's many levels of learning, right? We learn about other people in our life. We learn about other relationships in our life. We might learn about some of the pitfalls in those relationships. But when we finally turn it around and begin to learn about ourselves, that becomes extremely powerful. Tell me more about inward living.
Yeah. Well, when you said before, you know, we need to gain greater self-awareness. And that's what the book is about. It's about looking inwardly at ourselves. You know, it's really our most important asset. We spend so much time focusing on assets in our life. Our most precious asset is our own inward life. That's what we live. We live in our minds. So inward living is the principle of thinking, self-reflection. It's really when you're alone, what do you do most of the time? Are you thinking about, you know, the past, things that happened? Are you thinking about the future, things I always need to do? Or are you trying to think in the moment and just feel the moment and enjoy life? And it should be a balance of all those three things. But, you know, the book really lays out how to identify what you're doing when you're inward thinking. So you might be over thinking about the future, always, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that, and not enjoying life in the moment, because that's really what we're doing. That's what we are. We're in the moment, and to try to stay focused on that and get the great gifts of life from that life with.
I agree, and it's, you know, when I work with folks, we talk about, you know, the thinking mind versus the mindful mind, and there's definitely a combination of it, but if we're living too much in the thinking mind, we're not being able to be mindful. We're thinking about the past, you know, we're thinking about what we possibly can create in the future, but we're actually kind of missing the present moment.
Absolutely, yes. And what's the benefits from it? You know, when you get into the moment, you think about, how I'm thinking, what are the key elements? What's my goal? What's my passion in life? So we'll get into it a little later, but we have these tools, what we call, essential life anchors. There are six of them that help us with our inward living. And it takes you through questions and really helps you to analyze, what's important in your life. We all have this one precious life. And, trying to understand who we are and be able to define it in a clearer way is really the goal. And not just live through, an autopilot day to day.
That's so true, Dr. Joe. And let's talk about outward living. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so, we're either in two modes, right, in our day. Inward living is when we're thinking and we're self-reflecting. Then outward living is when you're interacting with others in the world. So now I'm walking to a room, I'm picking up the phone, I'm texting someone, sending an email. As soon as you're interacting with someone else, that's outward living. So it really simplifies what we do in life. Inward living and outward living. And outward living, again, is that relationship building. And there are six anchors that help us in our outward living. So there's a total of 12 life anchors. So outward living is building trust with each other, communication, building an environment. What's the culture that you create? Is it dynamic and positive, or is it negative and toxic? So outward living is, again, one of the modes that we look at. Inward living versus outward living. And then based on those two, there's a byproduct, there's a feeling that you get.
And then ultimately we have upward living. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so based on our inward and outward living, that's what we do all day long, there's a byproduct, there's a feeling, and we hope that it's upward living where you receive the life gifts we call peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, and excellence. And they're very different, right? Peacefulness is the common life. It's free of disorder and conflict. That's what we all want. Happiness is that sense of joy, well-being, excitement. Healthiness, obviously, is important. I mean, we need to make sure we're looking at our bodies, our eating, our exercise, and sleeping. And then excellence is with the mind. That's when you're studying and, continuously improving whatever you want to get through in life. So that peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, and excellence is the byproduct. We hope it's, and we call that upward living. There's a short phrase we use for peacefulness, happiness, health, and excellence, which is PH2E. We want to increase our PH2E, P for peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, which is H2, and then E for excellence. And the question is, how's your PH2E? We need to analyze that and get more of it. Enjoy the great gifts of life.
I like that. I like that concept. And some of the teachings that you teach in this book actually was kind of spurred on by your grandfather, right? Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. My grandfather, Vincent Samuel Arso, on the cover it says, left from a great American sailor. And he was a great sailor. He served in World War One and World War Two in the Navy. He was on the U.S. President Grant World War One, 22 round trips from New York to France and England, transporting troops and supplies. And he would tell us stories about that journey, and through his story and his leadership coming out of the war and then building the family and, immigrating from Italy and all these great stories, he would just give us this inspiration is live in your control, what you have control over versus what you don't have control over. And that was really his theme, to stay in your control. So many times we're focusing on all the things we don't have control over, and then nothing happens. And while there's so many things we can do and can control, so this idea is, what do you have 100% control over? So that inspired me through also many years of research and, my studies and interacting with a lot of inspirational people. I came up with this IOU, that simple acronym. So you have 100% control of your inward living, your thinking, right? And we have 100% control of our outward living, how we act out. We can't go out and grab upward living. That comes to us. So that's the byproduct of that we're living. We also don't have control of what other people do to us, right? We have 0% control of how people act to us, but we have 100% control on how we want to react to it. So this is the idea of what we have control over versus what we don't have control over. And Vincent Famulauer was truly an inspiration through his modeling, and each chapter starts off with a story from Vincent Famulauer. So it's this great story, this line. So he really sail the seas both literally and figuratively in this book.
You know, it was interesting when you and I first spoke on the phone a couple of days ago. It was great to be able to, you know, to get your insight and to really understand. But you and I really talked about the leadership concept, the leadership for ourselves and the leadership of others. And, you know, I find it very interesting when we finally realize how to lead and be a leader in our own life, it really does change our entire life trajectory.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we think of leaders, sometimes we think of a boss. We think of, you know, who's in charge. But we're all leaders. And that's what we need to do is train ourselves. Even from early as kindergarten, I work in a school district, and we train and we work with all of our students that they're independently leaders of themselves first. And it's about, you know, having core values and having respect and dedication and integrity and teamwork. And it's so important. If you're, in a family, you need to be a leader. If you're a parent, you're a leader. As a friend, you're a leader. So this idea of leadership, which really takes us into what I call we're in the leadership age, where we all need to focus on leading ourselves first, taking those natural laws, those principles of leadership that are all around us, then to move into interacting with others and leading with others. And if you're in a position to lead others, you're at least doing on a base on what using universal life principles.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, and the leadership concept is so great because when we do finally kind of realize that we have to step into that, and I think once we realize the idea of leadership, and that's something that I work with my clients, and we'll talk more about this in the next segment, but it's like when you finally realize the power you have in your own life, not only do you inspire yourself, but you actually inspire all those around you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's through modeling. I mean, that's really the best way to teach is not telling someone what to do or how to do it or act. It's showing through modeling. So if you're modeling yourself as a leader, you know, making the choices, saying, you know, hey, what's the right thing to do, even if others may disagree, you know, saying that as your course. And you know, we use this nautical theme throughout the book that you're a life ship. And, you know, who's sailing your ship? Is it you or someone else? You're the captain. You're the leader of your ship. So you want your ship to be on course. And you know, don't let it drift and where you're just living a life on autopilot or even sinking where you're sailing water all the time. You're in this urgent mode constantly. So it's leading your life ship and thinking about, you know, who's on that ride with me? You know, who's on that ship with me? And making sure your ship's in order through the journey of life. You know, both the calms and the storms of life.
Very powerful. Dr. Joe is going to be here the whole hour with us, so stay tuned. You know, it's really interesting. When we finally start leading our life, we can actually choose what we want in our life. And if you ever let someone else lead you or control you or determine the direction of your life, you've seen that usually that trajectory doesn't go the right direction, right? Because people really don't know exactly what we need. We're the only one that can know what we need at the core. And that's what's going to be interesting, right? I mean, that's the key.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you might be, you know, following what others want, right? So you're not leading, you're not on your course, you're on the course of someone else, right? So you want to be sure that you're on your course, on your ship.
Exactly. And so when we return, we'll be talking about not only the tools that we can use to live by that design, we'll be talking about the 6 anchors to help you live inwardly, the 6 anchors to help you live outwardly. So we got some great stuff coming out for you. So stay tuned. Don't change the channel because we have more stuff to talk about. Okay? Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Joining me today live on Live Your True Life Perspective, an educational leader, superintendent of schools, best-selling author of the new book, The IOU Life Leadership, Dr. Joe Famularo. Dr. Joe, great to have you here in studio. I wanted to ask you about, we were talking about leadership earlier, right before the break, and I wanted to ask you, because I think a lot of times we need to figure out how to create that, because we need to live, as you say, in design and not default. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, many times, you know, we go through life and it's, you know, we're living on autopilot. We wake up, we have our routines, we go to work, we come home, we may watch TV, and then we do it all over. And you know, we actually call that, you know, IOU, which is what we want, but there's IOUW, which is inward, outward way we're living, where it's just this mediocrity, where it's really not peacefulness, it's not anxiety, it's apathy, where it's not happiness, it's not unhappiness, it's different. It's not healthiness or unhealthiness, we're just unfit, or it's not excellence or ineffectiveness, it's mediocrity. So this basically static and neutral culture. So, you know, there's some questions in the book that are great to see, you know, are you living in autopilot? like some of the questions are your daily routines predictable? Do you do things without thinking? You can't seem to put your phone down. You can't seem to let go. You say yes more than no. So it's this idea of looking at your life, saying, am I living on autopilot? And then if not, what do I need to do to live more by design, by purpose, your passion, your potential? So the idea of living your life by design versus default or autopilot will help you to get higher to those levels of peacefulness, happiness, health, and potential.
It's so true. It's like, it's very interesting when we are living in autopilot, like you say, we're doing a lot of things without being, we're not being aware. We're completely not mindful, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's instead of living by design, purpose, and intention, we're living by disorder, luck, and chance. And we may get some of that peacefulness happening. We all get it, but the question is, what happened before that feeling of peacefulness came, or happiness, or happiness, or excellence? And the book is to live more with intention, to try to get more of it, to try to analyze and say, okay, here's why it happened. Because I was positive and effective, not negative and ineffective. You know, it's that idea of living a positive and effective life.
And I like that. And it's about actually being able to find oneself and being able to be determined to do what needs to be done. And that's what I think is interesting is that, and I also like the concept, you know, your four life living environments, I think is very powerful. And I like your life leadership matrix. I think that's very interesting too. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so it's a tool that helps you to see, you know, where you're living. So there's upward living, right? That's the IO. That produces a dynamic positive culture where you get more PH2E. The opposite would be IOD, inward outward downward living, right? And that's where you're negative and ineffective and you feel this life drains and it creates this toxic negative culture. But then there's, as we mentioned before, the wayward living, IOW, that's in the middle, it's neutral. It's basically that feeling that things are just static and neutral, and that creates a neutral culture. So we want to strive for that dynamic, positive culture where we get more peacefulness, happiness, healthiness for our family, ourselves, our team, and organization.
That's awesome. When we return, Dr. Joe and I are going to be talking about his six anchors to help live inwardly. We're going to talk about his six anchors to help live outwardly, because this is the information that we need to be a leader in our own life. And we're going to go through the three life relationships. We're going to look at who is on your life ship, because this is a very big question to ask, right? This is important because if you have folks that are in your life that aren't adding to your quality of life, aren't positive, aren't there, we might need to make some changes on who we're allowing on the ship. Not like we're going to totally take them out of our life, but we need to put them at a distance and create boundaries. So stay tuned. I'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Joe. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's passed away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a press briefing at the White House, President Biden gave out good news about the coronavirus vaccine.
We think that over the remainder of 2021, we're going to be able to vaccinate every American. We have enough vaccine to vaccinate every American, period, right now. And we're going to be able to do that by the midsummer, and we're going to continue to get more people to engage in seeking the vaccine. I don't believe, I never have believed, that there's a large percentage of Americans who will not take the vaccine.
The Tokyo Olympics will open in July, even if the city and parts of Japan are under a coronavirus emergency. The International Olympics executive that made the declaration said the World Health Organization is assuring everyone it will be safe. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about IOU Living, IOU Life Leadership Living, and what that means. And joining me here is Dr. Joe Famularo. Dr. Joe is an educational leader, a superintendent of schools, and he has his best-selling book, which is really great. And, you know, Dr. Joe, we've been talking about this. I wanted to bring this up. I want to talk about the anchors to help us live inwardly. Can we discuss those six anchors right now? Because I think this is really going to help our listeners understand exactly the direction that you're going and how we can actually begin to put this into our life.
Yeah, sure. And as you said, we use a nautical theme. So first, it's building your life ship. So think about, you know, our life ship is ourselves and what some tools to begin planning for our life journey. So there are many life anchors out there. There are natural laws, principles evident in all societies. We have here the 12 essential life anchors that we've looked through again, research. So I didn't invent these anchors, but what I did was and create a nice, easy way to remember them using the IOU acronym. So there are six inward anchors, and the first one is self-confidence. culture. And I coined that term, self-culture. It's you know, typically we think of culture, you walk into a room and you feel the culture of a room, culture of a school or an office. But your self-culture is who you are. It's what you project, your personal culture. And that's important. That really embodies all the other inward anchors. It's your authentic self, your inward being. And does your self-culture bring people towards you, or do they drive them away? And you have 100% control of it. So it's based on the principle of self-identity, who you are. And the second anchor is now helping us to develop that. It's your life vision. And that's based on the principle of life living. And there are three things we talk about in the book. It's your purpose, your potential, and passion. So think of a circle, and the intersection is your vision. What's your purpose in life? What do you feel that, you know, why you're here? What's your potential? What are your talents? And then what's your passion? What drives you? And then what's in the center is your life vision. And by the way, in the book, we have, at the end of each of these anchors, questions that you can answer. So it really lays itself out, and you can help, work your way through to help you, again, design your inward life living. Then there's daily mission. That's what you do each day. That's the who, what byproduct. It's what you actually do. So the vision is the long-term goal. The mission is what you do each day. And then the fourth is life principles, and that's based on, you know, your perceptions, your values, what you feel are important in life. We call them life maps. It's your point of views. And principles are evident in all societies. So principles are solid. They're foundational in life. And then we look at what are the values. What are the most important values? And that's how you behave in life. And for our school, we use dedication, respect, integrity, teamwork, and trust. You actually come up with your own life values. And then the last of the inward principles is your life goals. And that's based on the principle of life aspirations. You know, what are your short-term goals? What are your long-term goals? And then there's a tool that, you know, we can get into, but it's called the Rebel Goals, which really helps you to design goals that are just right. Not easy goals that you can achieve very quickly, and not too hard. Goals that are too hard, we call them delusional goals. We want stretch goals that just stretch you a little bit, that just make you do a little work, but you're successful. And, you know, many times we set goals and then we fail, and then we say, oh, we're failing, and we stop. So it really has a step-by-step tool to help you plan and work out those inward anchors. When you go through those anchors, you'll have a better understanding, greater self-awareness, and, you know, again, move into your life in an inward, positive, and effective way.
You know, it's interesting, and when I work with folks, you know, one of the things that we do once we get to a certain plateau is we work on values, like our personal values and what our personal values are about, to understand not only what we stand for, but to also be able to create those boundaries in those relationships, knowing when something has overextended ourselves, or knowing when something is not exactly to our standards. Because a lot of times when we allow certain relationships to create toxicity, or we allow that, it's because we're not really standing true to our values.
Absolutely. When you define them, then it's apparent when someone's with you or against you, right? And you want to keep everyone on your life ship that's with you, right? We're using that analogy, and you have on your life ship, your inward ship. This is your personal ship, yourself, your spirit, your family, your friends, and that's your team. And you want to make sure everyone on that team is aligned. You have alignment of principles. You have alignment of values. You know, you're working towards your goals. Keep you on course and not, you know, sinking your ship. So so important to align yourself with others in that passion.
Powerful. It's like that's really defining us. So let's look at the outward anchors. Let's take a look at those, since those are quite different. You want to start with the first anchor in the outward living?
Yeah, sure. So the first six, really, that has to do with just yourself, right? That's when you sit and you look at yourself inwardly. So outward living, right, is interacting with others. It's relationships. So the first one is IOU trust, and that's the principle of life relationships. I mean, the most important principle, you know, it's building trust, you know, with others. When you have high trust, things move so quickly, so that's the foundational outward principle. And there are three things that when we call IOU trust that you have with another person or group. It's you inspire each other, you influence each other, and you have alignment of principles. When you have those three things, you have the highest level of trust that, that can be. And it's higher than just trust, right? You know, you could say, oh, I trust my doctor, or I trust, you know, you really don't know everything about them. You don't know all the principles. But when you have IOU trust, that's the highest level. You know, you need to have that trust of character and confidence. The next is practice positive communication, and that's based on listening and speaking. We need to listen empathically, especially when there's high emotions. I have teenage kids, and, you know, when they have an issue, you need to just sit back and listen empathically, and it's hard because emotions are high. But when you have that empathic listening, you gain that trust. You gain better communication. And then, you know, speaking, using the analogy of, nautical analogy, we have high tide, safe talk. When the tide is high in the bay, you can maneuver your ship around very easily. And that's what you want to create when you're speaking with someone else. If it's low tide, there's a lot of obstacles in the water and things that might damage your ship, your life ship. So you want to create this high tide, safe talk to create positive communication. The next is create common language. To have common language that, you know, each of the individuals in a group, again, it's about relationships that understand each other. In my school, we use a lot of common language where, you know, if we say to someone, you know, think win-win, all the kids, the teachers understand that. Or if we say begin with the end in mind, you know, before we start a meeting, what's the goal? So this idea of just creating common language with your group, your family, your team. My family, every end of year, we create a family vision statement, and it's a great tool. We talk about with my kids since they were little, and they were kicking and screaming early on, but you ask questions. You know, how do we want people to feel when they come into our house? How should we treat each other? And we create this mission statement, and, we write it, we put it on the refrigerator, and when they break it, we don't have to say anything. We just point to it. So it's a real powerful tool, you know, creating that common language and vision statement. And then the environment is another anchor for outward relationships. What's the physical environment look like and the relational environment? Creating traditions is another outward anchor. Celebrating, gathering events, having occasions, that's so important. And the last outward anchor is modeling a mindset of propelling PH2E. PH2E, again, is peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, and excellence. And that is so important. In fact, we have an assessment on our website called on PH2E.com, PH2E.com. And you could take a self-assessment on, see how what your level is. It's a self-assessment on your PH2E. Is it high? Is it low? Are there areas you need to work on? And you'll get a personalized PH2E assessment showing your areas that you need to work on. You first need to balance your propeller. So those are the outward anchors. And, again, the book takes you on step by step, very simple, and it goes through very quickly and gives you a good sense of your inward and outward living.
I love that. And I like the anchors. I think it's interesting, both sets of anchors, obviously, but the traditions is a great one too, like, you know, bringing people together. I think a lot of times we don't necessarily have that, or if we have it, we haven't breathed new life into it. But I also like the concept of really considering and connecting with the environment. What is your environment? So let me ask you, I know one of the things that I definitely want to talk about is, you know, when we're dealing with life relationships, right, and you were talking about did you say that there's three types of life relationships?
Yeah, three life relationships, and, you know, that, right, yeah. So there's that inward life ship, right, where that's where you have yourself, your spirit, your family, your friends. Your inward outward is your colleagues, your mentors, your acquaintances. And then there's an outward life relationship, right, when you see people that you don't know. Those are strangers. So, you know, you're on your journey, and these ships are always around you, right? So your inward ship, and we said it before, you have to keep that in order. Who's on your ship? And we have this analogy that if there's someone that is negative, that's pulling you down. That's, you know, to be in your family, to be in a friend. It's an exercise to go through that. And we say, have them walk the plank. Now, not physically, but in your mind. They walk the plank and they go into this little ship next to your boat called a dinghy, and you build that relationship, but you don't want to have these people or individuals be pulling you down that are toxic, that are negative. So you want to keep your ship in order, and it's a great tool. I've had so much success with people when we do it at workshops, and you know, you write down all your roles in your life, you write down all your relationships on your inward ship. It's a fun exercise, and then you start realizing, who are my key people? Who is my first mate? Who is my, you know, my assistant that's really helping me on my journey, and who are the ones that are not? And again, what we need to do is try to build that relationship with those using the outward anchors. You know, get them back on the ship, off the dinghy. And then sometimes from your inward outward ship, colleagues, mentors, or acquaintances, that's another ship by you, they may come onto your inward ship too, because a colleague could become a good friend, a mentor could become a good friend, and they move on to this on your inward ship. So it's a great analogy, a great way to just simplify the complexities of life, you know, using these, you know, inward ships, these free life relationships.
Concept of the dinghy, and to me, the dinghy represents boundaries, right? It's like creating these boundaries with folks that, okay, maybe there's some toxicity, maybe there's some negativity. And I think many of us that are, you know, many of you that are listening to the show, maybe there's a family member or somebody that you've known for a very long time as a friend and you've had them in your life, but you haven't really been mindful enough to understand exactly what they are taking or bringing into your life. And so we're not excommunicating people, but it's like putting some emotional distance between you and that person and really understanding how can we recreate this relationship or how can we make it better, or is there a distance that needs to be applied? Because if you're trying to create some amazing things in your life, if you have a naysayer or somebody that is finding fault, it's probably going to be pretty challenging.
Yeah. It's gaining greater self-awareness of, you know, what's the reality of our lives? You know, who's with me, who's not? And again, the goal is to work with individuals that are especially in family and close friends and to try to build that relationship up as high as, so it's about continuous improvement. It's about propelling, again, that PH2E in their relationships. So, you know, when people, you know, get closer to peacefulness or happiness, they're going to come to you. You're going to work towards it. I mean, who doesn't want PH2E in life? They're the great gifts of life.
Question, Dr. Joe, where can we find your book and where can we find more information on you?
So the website is iouliving.com, the letter I, the letter O, the letter U, and the word living.com. You can get all the information you want. In fact, we give tons of free things. We give the captain's logs that, you know, we talked about with the questions there on the book, on the website. The PH2E assessments on the website as well. You can go to ph2e.com if you like. And the book's available on Amazon and, you know, wherever books are sold too. But it's iouliving.com.
That's awesome. I love that. And in a little while when we return, we'll be talking about some golden nuggets. You know, as you know that in the last segment, I always discuss the golden nuggets that all of the folks that come on the show have. And we all have those nuggets of wisdom, you know, outside of what we created or the books or what have you. And so Dr. Joe will be sharing those with us here in just a minute, you know, some of his thoughts outside the book. But, you know, I want y'all to think about it. You know, it's the concept is very strong. It's like finding that inward self. It's, you know, figuring out you are inwardly. We have to establish that before we can really outwardly establish anything. And a lot of times we need to step back and start from scratch. And one of the things that I think is so important is creating our value system and understanding what we value and understanding why we value it and understanding what extent do we value this and what does it mean when somebody is stepping on or taking away from something that really matters, and at what level is there the give and take, and at what level is this a no-go. And so all these things are very important. And when we were talking about the dinghy concept, is about creating that division when you're dealing with somebody that may not have the best interest for you at heart. It doesn't mean that we're not ever going to have that relationship with that person. It just means right now we're being mindful and aware of where the relationship is and actually safeguarding ourselves so that we can create the right environment for ourselves to strive and thrive to be who we want to be and to be our true self. So stay tuned. Dr. Joe will be right back. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shades.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we'll be talking about IOU living, IOU life leadership, and Dr. Joe Famularo is the author of this best-selling book, which is a great book. I like the fact that it has a lot of illustrations as well, and it has like some ability to kind of, I like when you read a book and it shows you what it's talking about. You can read it, and it shows you, it depicts it, so it's really powerful. And right now, as many of you know, when I've had folks on the show, it's time for Golden Nuggets, and Dr. Joe, I'd love to hear if you have a golden nugget of wisdom that you would like to share with the Live Your True Life community.
Yeah, sure. And then I, you know, as an educator, I want something that everyone can do right now. So here's an easy way to start where everyone can begin today, to begin the process of gaining greater self-awareness using IOU. So first, it's just being aware and identify when you're inward living and say to yourself, okay, I'm inward living now or outward. All day, we can only be in two modes. Inward living and outward living. So when you're inward living, you're alone thinking. You might be in your car. You're taking a walk. You're at home. But you're alone. You're just with your thoughts. And then that's why identify and be aware of your thoughts. That's your inward living. Then be aware of your outward living. As soon as someone, even if you step into a room and someone's in there, your body language, you're in outward living. So it's when you're interacting with others and you can affect anyone. It's your relationship. So then you say, what is the byproduct you feel from your inward and outward living? Do you get an upward feeling? Is it a downward feeling? Or is it a neutral or mediocre feeling? And then ask yourself the question. Here's the big question. Does my inward thinking and intentions match my outward actions and living? And that's where there's always a mismatch. You know, that's where the book will align your inward intentions with your outward actions. And a lot of our outward actions is our nonverbal communication. And we have a section called the hidden outward living dimension. It's this hidden way that there's so many things we do through hand motions, through voice, what's called power language, your pitch, your voice pitch, et cetera, that interact with our outward intentions. So the principles in the book will empower you to live intentionally in the areas you can control, you know, develop this mental calmness for the things you can't control, and begin to remove negativity from around. So you already have, everyone has greatness within you, so the I, the inward living, is who you are, discover your purpose, your potential, and passion. And then your O is your outward living, where it's positive and effective living with relationships. And upper living is moving closer to peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, and excellence. We see more PH2E. We start IOU living and becoming an IOU life leader.
Powerful, powerful. And remind us one more time, Dr. Joe, the website where we can find information on you and the book.
Yes, and a lot of free information you can download. It's iouliving.com, the letter I, O, letter U, the word living.com. The book is IOU Life Leadership. You can get it at Amazon. The website will take you to a direct link. And take the PH2E.com assessment. That you'll see what your peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, excellence levels are and how to start working on them.
I love the concept of IOU living. It's about inward. It's about outward. It's about really creating that holistic approach to our life and being able to see ourselves successfully and clearly in a mindful way. Powerful stuff. Dr. Joe, thank you so much for coming on Live Your True Life Perspectives.
Thanks so much, Seth. It's been my pleasure.
Great show today with Dr. Joe. Don't forget to check out the website, ashleyburgess.com. Also, don't forget about the new YouTube videos up every single week. Just go to YouTube, put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, and you can find them right there. You know, one of the takeaways today is just really analyzing and saying, hey, you know, let's not live by default. Let's not live by what other people want us to live by, because you know what? They don't really know exactly what's perfect for us. It's just like going to a restaurant and asking somebody else what they think is the best item on the menu and what you should order. It doesn't work. Because you know what? Ultimately, they don't know exactly what you want. And so why do we keep deferring our life to other people to make that decision for us when ultimately when they make that decision for us, it doesn't come up the way we want it to happen? We got to think about it clearly and understand our power. Once we are able to merge into our power clearly, we're able to actually be more mindful and solid in making those choices in our life. It's no more about deferring to other people or deflecting or creating narratives that we're the victim. It's about actually honestly taking that approach, being powerful in our decision, and moving forward. I hope that this show has connected with you and has inspired you. Even if it's one takeaway, it's one takeaway that you can take into your life and use it. And I think that's powerful. I've enjoyed having Dr. Joe on the show. Don't forget, we'll be back next week as our usual time, usual place, usual stations, and then usual live feeds. So stay tuned. I look forward to seeing you next week. Don't forget to live your true life, right? And live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our ancestors' genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Ancestors' clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com. And fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.